This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm very excited for our next guest because it's still a football Friday. It's still an F-off Friday, and it's still time to welcome in Browns beat reporter for 92.3 The Fan, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, Daryl Ryder. Welcome to the show, Daryl.
Hello, boys.
We were just having the conversation about the Cavaliers, Daryl, where David Aldridge thinks the Cavs are too nice. Is that a thing?
Really?
Yes.
Why does he think they're too nice?
Because they're
beating everybody.
Hole.
That seems pretty mean to me.
They need a bleep hole, is what he says. Like he says every great team, every team in that makes it to the NBA Finals and wins an NBA Finals, they have one of those guys. Draymond with the Warriors, Dennis Rodman with the Bulls. Goes through like seven different teams.
They might have somebody in the waiting in the wings.
Who's that?
Could Max Strus possibly fill that void?
He's That's so what Garland. Garland said Max Strus was his answer as to who the biggest jerk was, essentially.
I kind of agree with him.
Okay.
I mean, he's a scrappy player. He's kind of in like the, okay, different player, but the scrappiness of like Delly, I can kind of see that.
Or is Aldridge looking for somebody who just like annoys the living you-know-what out of opponents and is constantly under their skin?
Let me read a little snippet to you, okay?
Okay.
Says winning four playoff series in a row is hard. You're going up against the best teams, the best players, the best coaches who all want to win as much as you do. Many of them will not be nice in the pursuit of a ring. They'll push, they'll shove, they're going to cuss you out, they're going to elbow you in the ribs, they're going to undercut you trying to get a rebound, they'll fight you for it. Will these Cavaliers fight?
I don't have any argument against anything that you just read off there because it's all true, having covered many a run. I think that that'll be something that at some point this season they'll certainly get tested with. I think maybe Strus can be that guy to be the pseudo enforcer, get under opposing team skin, things like that. Because, well, he kind of has a reputation for doing that already. Maybe not at the same scale as a Draymond Green, right? I mean, he's kicking anyone below the belt and getting thrown out of games for doing so. But maybe that's something that Kobe Altman looks to add at the trade deadline. I don't know what would be out there for them, but I'm finding it difficult to argue against what Aldridge pointed out because it's a great locker room, great guys, a lot of really good, fun personalities in there, and I would probably say the most abrasive of them all would be Max Strus.
Daryl, looking to credit and where credit goes for this team. Jonathan made an impassioned credit. Case yesterday that Kobe Altman should be getting more credit for this this Cavs renaissance here because he didn't break up the team. And I amended my statement today of saying the players get the most credit. And the next step down the pyramid is Kenny Atkinson and Dan Gilbert because Dan Gilbert fired J.B. Bickerstaff and hired Kenny Atkinson. And then at the bottom of the pyramid, right there is Kobe Altman. Where do you stand on the credit that Kobe Altman deserves for where the Cavs are today?
Well, I would probably go Kenny 1 because just the impact that he's had has been immediate. I would put Kobe number two because he did keep this team together. He put a group of players together that convinced Donovan Mitchell to stay. He obviously, you know, he took the chance, pulled the trigger on that Mitchell trade. And, you know, the easiest thing to do, and I was wrong. I was calling for them to trade Jared Allen in the offseason to bring someone else in here, that maybe a wing that can help them out. And Atkinson has really made this Mobley Allen thing work. They've made Garland and he's made Garland and Mitchell work. And those were my chief concerns when I looked at this this roster in the offseason. And Kobe basically said, no, this can work as is. We're going to re-up everybody that we can re-up, including Jared Allen. And this is our team going forward. And yes, they're off to a hot start at 13-0 right now. I hope they can kind of keep it going, expecting them to play 1,000 basketball from now until the end of the season. Somewhat unrealistic, but hey, if they can play 650 ball between now and the end of this the season, that gets them 55 plus wins and in competition for a top two seed in the conference. So I think Kobe Altman deserves a tremendous amount of credit. He put the team together. He stuck with his plan in spite of people like me being, I won't say critical, but just questioning the plan. And it appears that, you know, Kobe, in fact, did bring in the right players and you know, push the right buttons here.
Daryl, we had Jason Pinkston on earlier today, and he said if the Browns go 0-8, if they go 4-4, he doesn't think it matters in regards to where Kevin Stefanski or any one of the powers that be lies. Like, they already did what they needed to do and basically not accomplishing what they wanted to accomplish. Do you see it that way, or do you feel like they can still play for something here when it comes to the win-loss record?
Yeah, I mean, the season's shot, right? So I don't know where I come out on that as far as is it worth them trying to win a bunch of games down the stretch just so they can go into an offseason feeling good about themselves, or is it better that they you know, continue to basically do what they've done for the first half of the season so that, you know, the organization recognizes some changes need to be made? And I kind of lean towards there's changes that need to be made on the field. You know, possibly in the front office. I don't feel like Kevin Stefanski is a problem in this. Certainly, there's some things you can criticize. I think Ken Dorsey's a bit of a problem here. His offense has been an unmitigated disaster. You know, fixing something that frankly was not broken. I don't think Andrew Berry's done exactly a bang-up job managing this roster and giving them what they need to win on the field in his five off seasons as the EVP and GM. So I kind of feel like it's a lost season. We are, mid-November now. The season was lost before the bye week, per se. And now, for me, I think what's most important for the Browns over these last eight games is to have an honest look in the mirror and an honest evaluation of this roster.
Daryl, Diana Rossini on the Scoop City podcast wouldn't say that Kevin was safe. You know, she thinks that there's a chance that changes could be made in that regard. But I thought it was interesting. The first thing that she mentioned with Kevin wasn't a great play caller. That was the second thing. It wasn't his leadership. That ended up being her third thing. Mm-hmm. It was the two-time coach of the year thing.
Mm-hmm.
That pretty much seems to be the first thing anybody says with Kevin. Are we putting a little too much stock in? If that's the number one defense you have of Kevin, is that really the best way to defend what he's done in 4.5 years in Cleveland?
Well, what I would say to your point, Nick, I'd probably say maybe not, but my biggest defense of Kevin is look at what he has had to deal with in the 4+ seasons he's been the head coach of this football team. He's still the winningest coach in the expansion era. And look, I get it. This season's not going well. 2 playoff years in the 5 years. But you look at the 3 off years and, you know, Baker was hurt 1 year, right? Another year, the guy you gave $230 million to and gave up six draft picks for wasn't allowed to play football for 11 weeks. You know, he's had the coach 10 different starting quarterbacks. He's handled everything that gets thrown at him, even when he's thrown in front of the bus that is the media corps when it comes to situations where he has to take the bullets for the organization. He's done it in a respectful and professional manner. He's been, I would say, 99% of the time, from everything that I have seen and heard, the same guy, very even-keeled, level-headed. There was that one moment against the Washington Commanders where he had the "what on earth is going on" moment, and that's the PG version of how I would describe his reaction to a particular situation. It was a rare moment where I saw Kevin lose it for just a second. But I think that there's a lot of things that he has done really, really well as the head coach of this football team. Hey, he even stepped back this year and gave up the play calling and turned it over midseason to Ken Dorsey in an effort to make things better. When I could argue that's one of his strengths, but he gave it up in the interest of making things better. So I think Kevin's done a lot of really good things. Unfortunately now, him being above 500 as the Browns head coach is about to be in jeopardy, because I fear that by the time we do get to January, whatever day they're going to play that season finale in Baltimore, I think by then, unfortunately, Stefanski's going to be.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
An under 500 coach here.
So I think that's kind of what I'm interested in. You know, like just talking about Kevin, just honestly, because I and maybe this is because I have blinders on because there's a guy in the building who kind of fits this motif. But there is a wonder, like, why don't we have back-to-back winning seasons yet? When 5 years ago, I mean, you took over a roster that was pretty ready-made. And certainly that first year was pretty... Like, I wonder if things would look different or could look different going forward for that regard if you had more of a culture coach.
Well, I think that the biggest... And I'm not making an excuse here. It's going to sound like it. But the biggest problem is he didn't have a quarterback. He hadn't had a quarterback. It's hard to develop a high-caliber winning program on a consistent basis when you don't have competency at the most important position on the field. So, I mean, Jacoby Brissett, I think it was, 4-7 filling in for Deshaun back in 2022. And I think Jacoby would have been better if the defense was better at the time. But, you know, Joe Woods was the defense, who, by the way, we're going to see this weekend. He was the defensive coordinator, was not good, right? I don't feel like Kevin Stefanski has been given a maximum opportunity for success. I feel like sometimes he's been successful in spite of situations that have been thrown at him. And I think top of that pile is what happened last year. And especially with the quarterback situation where they lost, four guys to injury. Joe Flacco, they were able to squeeze the last ounces of good football out of him to get them to the playoffs before, the wheels fell off the wagon there in Houston. But until you have the quarterback in place that can perform at a level that's required to win consistently in the NFL. I kind of feel like I got to put asterisks next to all these head coaches the Browns have had, or most of them, I should say. There are a few that just were complete and epic disasters on their own merits, but you know, especially with Stefanski here, it's really, really hard for me to hold that failure to deliver a consistent winner year in and year out when you're just missing the most important piece to the puzzle.
Daryl, real quick here, we got about 30 seconds. You watching Tyson and Paul tonight?
I will not. I just don't feel like subscribing to see it, and I kind of think I know how that movie's going to end.
You don't subscribe to Netflix as is?
Yeah, no. I rotate my streaming services. So right now,
that's smart.
Yeah, you know, I have a budget that I spend on streaming every month, and so now I'm with it, and then probably in December or January, I will switch something out and go back to Netflix.
Yep, and then you go through like the six series that they have that works, right. And then you dump them, and then that's no. You're playing the right game, Daryl.
Yeah, I play chess, not checkers, when it comes to my screen.
Daryl, great stuff today, buddy. Appreciate you. Have a good weekend.
You bet, guys.
Daryl Ryder brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We will have to get to Tyson versus Paul. There were two things, though, that stood out to me in what Daryl had to say, and it all comes down to Kevin Stefanski and the quarterback pass. On 92.3 The Fan.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.